Hello and welcome to the Positive Switch podcast. I want to use this platform to share positive experiences and inspire individuals to make the connection I made a few years ago. One change is all it took to trigger a major shift in my life, and I want to help you turn on the switch that will light up yours. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to this fourth episode of the Positive Podcast. I'm quite excited. I must say that as for now, I've been quite regular with this and just, staying active and trying to produce more content to inspire you to make the switch I did a couple of years ago. And today, this episode is going to be focused on how I got active. And by getting active, I mean, how did I engage more, more actively with the topic of veganism? How did I start speaking up for the animals and just getting out of my comfort zone and getting out there, speaking to people on the street, sharing content on social media, Instagram, YouTube, making videos on the different aspects of the vegan lifestyle and how it impacted my life. And this is such a dear topic to my heart because I feel, even though I can see like the world is just really changing and there's so much happening and so many people around the globe are doing so much in order to help the animals. When I am on the spot and being active and surrounded by activists, I feel like the world is like changing to such a high level. It's changing radically just right now. And when I go home or just in my everyday life, going to work and in stores and just witnessing people's behaviors, and that the majority of people are still ignorant of the truth and they're still making decisions that are blind decisions. And by blind decisions, I mean that they are not making informed decisions because they're lacking information, they're lacking conversation with people like us who will enable them to develop some sort of awareness in order to change their behavior. So this journey with activism for me started in 2017. And that was in September in France, south of France in Toulouse, where I studied for several years. And it all began with the French organization called L214, in French L214. And I would say it's definitely, I think, the one organization that people are more aware of, like the French population globally know or at least has heard of this organization. And it is mainly due to the fact that they do a lot of undercover investigations in slaughterhouses, in the different farms, like just massive farms where hens are exploited, pigs, cows, just wherever they can. And they have released just so many footages that it just, it launched the debate on ethics and just animal welfare in general. And it enabled for people to have access to this kind of information directly in the media, on TV. And a lot of their undercover investigations were actually shown on TV in the main news. So that just shows that we need these people to get out there and do things that they wouldn't want to do. They just go beyond their limits by, taking a fake job and just faking being some kind of employee working in a slaughterhouse so that they can actually film what's happening there. And it's just such a powerful behavior. It's such, just taking full responsibility and acting according to our values so that we can really push the message out there and make people conscious about the truth. And if these people never had the courage to do this, I think, you wouldn't see any vegan products in supermarkets, you wouldn't see more people getting active on the street and people being inspired all the time to get out of their comfort zone and trying to find new ways of reaching to people and spread the vegan message. So yeah, that's the one organization I started with in France. And then in November of that same year, 2017, we with a couple of activist friends, we heard of another organization called Anonymous for the Voiceless. And if you don't know about it, I will leave more information about this in the show notes. And we decided to create the chapter, the group of Anonymous for the Voiceless in Toulouse. And I'm not really following like the evolution of this chapter in France where I used to be, but I know that at the beginning we only did one cube a month and it would last about 2 hours. And it was a new form of activism for me. It was quite new, and it was the first time that I actually got to really talk to people about the subject and get to confront different ideas and have some debates about the topic, including all the different aspects related to veganism. And it was really something quite challenging for me because I wasn't used to speaking with people and just asking them questions, and I wasn't ready for all the different reactions and opinions that I would be hearing in the future, and some of them being really mind-boggling. And but I learned on the way, and I think right now with with this experience and with time, I have realized that this is the best form of activism for me so far. And yes, at that time in 2017, I was like quite a new vegan. I mean, I had been on a plant-based diet for quite a while, but it was still a sensitive topic for me. So I probably didn't used to speak in the way I now speak to people on the street. So basically, as my perception of activism as a tool of communication evolved, my way of communicating changed as well. And then we did, in that year, 2017, in December, I did my first disruptive action. If you don't know what a disruptive action is, it's basically like what Direct Action Everywhere does. I will link as well this organization for you. Basically, you just interrupt, you stop an event, a sort of a gathering that involves either killing or harming animals in any way. And you just basically interrupt that gathering of people to leave the message that it's not okay, it's an injustice, and we think that this event happening in this system has to change. So we went on an agriculture fair in Toulouse, and we basically went where So there were a lot of animals being used there too, and it was quite disturbing as well because there were several rooms, like big rooms, in this huge building, and there was one where all the living animals were being shown to kids so that they could pet them and have some quality time with animals and get to connect with them. And right into the in the next room was their bodies being exposed and sold, and their secretions. So milk and flesh, corpses of animals. So basically just this agriculture industry. They were willing for kids to make the connection with animals while completely ignoring that what was being sold in the next room was the dead body of these animals. And I think it's such a perverse behavior. And yeah, so that's why we had to do something there. And we went into the space where there were some sheep, and we stood there and had some banners, and like the policeman just came, and we stood there for about 2 hours and blocked the entire room. So they had to make all the visitors go away. They just had to just to get out of the room, and we stood there for about 2 hours or more until we were violently taken out by the police. But I will, yeah, no regret for doing this. It was a very fulfilling experience. And but yeah, there are different forms of activism, and I will get more into this. In 2018, I moved to Germany for an internship, which then became my current job. And I started to really get active on a regular basis. And I would say 2018 was basically just such a flourishing year, I feel, for a lot of new activists. And I attended different animal rights marches in Hamburg and Berlin, and big cubes like the national one in Brussels, or the 24-hour cube of Berlin, where I got to meet some of the most active and influential, inspiring activists around the world, such as Seb Alex or Joshua Entis and Francois Caro. I will also link their details down below. And last year, I also got to attend Joey Carbstrong's conference in Cologne. And if you don't know him, same here, very inspirational person, does a lot for the animals, and I will give you more information on him. So basically, wherever I would go, even if I was on vacation, I would always try to find a way to get active. And since last year, I just discovered how broad the activism spectrum really is, and how easy it is to find one's relevant way of spreading the vegan message, which consists of a message of kindness and compassion. So if you want more information on the different types of activism that you can engage in, I will link a recent video that I made on the topic on my YouTube channel. And basically, why is getting active in the context of veganism so essential to my eyes? And here I just want you to take a moment and ask yourself, why in the first place did you choose to go vegan? And chances are you went vegan for the animals, or first for your health, but eventually at some point you developed a sensitivity to animals' condition. And because their situation reminded you of the kind of life that you would never want to live, you decided to act in alignment with your values. So try to remember that moment where it suddenly clicked in your mind and in your heart, and you decided it was time for change. Now, that decision you took of adopting a vegan lifestyle and a plant-based diet in order not to eat animals and not to contribute to their suffering is a beautiful and powerful decision. It shows that there's only one step between the values we preach and the actions we take in order to be in alignment with them. And if you aren't active yet for whichever reason, here is why you should consider it. So, Albert Einstein was known to be vegetarian and maybe even vegan, because at that time the term vegan didn't exist yet. And here is what he said: those who have the privilege to know have the duty to act. Let me illustrate this quote with an example. If someone was beating up a dog or a pig or a cow or a chicken on the street, there are two ways you can approach this situation. The first one is, while witnessing this scene, you're conscious that it is morally wrong and you decide not to take part into such violent behavior toward any of those animals. And this image right here is basically you realizing it's wrong to eat or exploit animals and thus decide to go vegan. The second way of approaching this situation is not only choosing not to take part in it, but also to intervene in any way you can when facing this injustice. The goal is to show that when facing an injustice, not only are we conscious that it is wrong, but we have the possibility and the duty to speak out for the victims so that we can help them out of this situation. Now, if animals could understand you, how would you explain to them you not speaking up for them? Would you mention it's that master thesis you're working on, or your miserable job that you're still hesitating to quit, or your three kids that take so much of your time, or that car that you're not sure to buy, or the next vacation you're planning? So my point here is, animals don't have the luxury to think about any of the latter. And we have time. Animals don't. Period. So I want to close up this episode by asking you to take some of your time and get active in any way that's within reach for you. Whether it's 10, 30 minutes a day, or an hour, two, or your full time, I'm sure you can find some time for animals to squeeze in your tight schedule. And no matter what the experiences you will have with people on the street, no matter how receptive they are, or totally close-minded, no matter what they call you, no matter if they describe what you do as extreme or radical, remember that animals care more about the positive conversations you will enable than the negative comments people make. And as Angela Davis said, radical simply means grasping things at the root. And as a vegan, you embody the roots of love and compassion. And that's all that matters. And I'll leave you with one last question, to reflect upon. If you were in an animal situation, wouldn't you want as many people as possible to get out on the streets and speak up for you? You can be the change you want to see in the world, and that starts by getting active. I send you much love and light, and see you in the next episode. Bye.